The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Grinding it out.
Let me turn to issues that have been in the news recently, which is the 28 pages of the 9/11 report. Have you read it?
You know, I have a sense of what's in there, but this has been a process which we generally deal with through the intelligence community, and Jim Clapper, our director of national intelligence, has been going through to make sure that whatever it is that is released is not going to compromise some major national security interests of the United States. There are just reams of intelligence that are coming through constantly. Some of them are raw and not tested. Some of them are...
And some of that may be in the 28
and
pages.
And some of that may be in the 28 pages. I don't know. But the point is that it's important for there to be a orderly process where we evaluate this, because what can end up happening is if you just dump a whole bunch of stuff out there that nobody knows exactly how credible it is, was it verified or not, it could end up creating
problems.
But
the point is, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
It's been a long time.
That I will acknowledge. And hopefully that this process will come to a head fairly soon.
And what about this legislation in the Congress that will allow families to sue the Saudi government and other governments in different circumstances?
Exactly. I'm opposed because of that second clause in your sentence, and that is, this is not just a bilateral U.S.-Saudi issue. This is a matter of how generally the United States approaches our interactions with other countries. If we open up the possibility that individuals in the United States can routinely start suing other governments, then we are also opening up the United States to being continually sued by individuals in other countries.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if there has been a problem where, somebody is attacked and countries are aware of this, why should they not be complicit? Why should they not be liable? And, you know, Scott, I I'm not sure, you know, the president says, I mean, he's the president of the United States. I mean, this guy, he gets all the super, super, super top secret stuff, you know, that Hillary throws around her email. He reads this stuff. You're going to tell me you haven't stopped to read 28 pages? Maybe that you're, you know, just because you're in a conversation for a TV channel, you're going to, you know, hold off on it. Come on. You've got to know on it. You've got to have a better answer what he had.
I've never read it, but I got a general gist of what's in it, too.
people have been talking about this for a long time. And, you know, as you and I have talked about before, in the absence of fact opinion rules, there's lots of opinions there. Everybody's been looking to Saudi Arabia for a long time. There was obvious things there that they could not cover up. And what they've done is what they've always done. They obfuscate. They drag this thing out and figure that sooner or later people will forget. And then all of a sudden you got this classified 28 pages coming out that has bipartisan support. And our legislators are saying, hey, put it out there. Let the people see it.
Well, and the thing that he's worried about is weird to me, because all it is you mean people might hold you accountable for what you do.
Right.
We hear all the time, the drone reports where they just drop a drone, and they're not sure if they get their guy or not, but they know they take out a lot of stuff. And, you should probably, if you don't know what you're hitting and destroying, you should be held accountable for that.
Well, even if you go to war, you're held accountable. They have tribunes, and they, where they get together after the war. And if you've, made some major violations, you're going to be held accountable. Why would you not be held accountable for this? I mean, to start this off. And the families, why should they not have some sort of remedy?
Well, and here again, it's more transparency. I mean, just give us the transparency. Let us see what it is.
Does this president have the courage, the intestinal fortitude to stand for we the people? You know, like I said, and as we were talking with Megan Barth earlier, the president bowed to the king. Is he going to grovel now knowing that we got this 28 pages of issues that is not really fun? I mean, that's nothing you can sing kumbaya over. Well, the conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, when 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track, I say good observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? I appreciate Randy Barnett's perspective. Hey, let's, who would have thought it's kind of novel? Let's go back and consider the Constitution and do it in an earnest and bipartisan sort of way. You know, this Republican and Democratic form of government that's been established in our country is just tearing us apart. And, it is not uniting us by no means. But, it happens because the will of the people make it to be so. And this is a call for the will of the people to really get their act together, to know what they know. In this information age, I mean, it's kind of silly. And let me bring Dan Perkins on right now. He's a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com. Hey, Dan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill, and thank you for having me on. I always enjoy it with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Dan. I started to say that, the people need to wise up. This casual connection with our government and what controls our lives is just, it's just so idiotic, if I might say. You know, when you start seeing these man on the street interviews of kids in colleges, I mean, if I was a professor of one of those kids, I would be dutifully embarrassed.
To
hear the responses out of these kids in these institutions. I mean, you know, you ask them any questions about Beyonce and what's happening at TMZ and with entertainment and that, and boy, they're right on top of it. You ask them things about our government and you go, wait, where did you come from? What planet? And tell me you're not voting, because if with this kind of knowledge, you're going to vote. Lord have mercy. We're going to be in trouble.
They feel the burn.
Well, they do, and God bless them. You know, really, and Dan, Bernie's all part of the recipe. And I keep saying, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, he has resonated there just as much as Trump has or Kasich or whatever. You know, these are all elements. It's not a total element. This is what's so fun and gives us so much to talk about in this election, is that you have a lot of different ideas. I mean, hey, the Republican Party started out with 17. The Democrats started out with, what, 6, I think, or 4? Maybe 5?
4.
And here we are. There's something there, but obviously, we have to take a look at it in light of the type of government that works for us. And the kind of government we've been having that has generated $19 trillion in debt, has compromised our security, messed up the whole immigration process. Our tax situation is turned upside down. You know, I'm citing grievances here, you know, and right. I've been saying, Dan, that maybe we need another revision of the Declaration of Independence, 21st century style, where we the people cite our grievances with our government. You know, and I was talking with Randy Barnett about this, that, I think the Constitution is fine and well, but I think we need to articulate the problem we have with our government. The Tea Party started to do that, but, of course, the IRS came in and put a squash on them. But somehow right. We need to be able to articulate that. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. But believe it or not, Bill, that old Constitution articulates how the American people do that.
Exactly.
And it's called an Article 5 Convention of the States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And only the states participate in the convention. None of the elected officials in Washington, from the president on down. And it's an opportunity for the people to vent their grievances and have a vote of what they want to do. And if they want to recall the president, they want to change the term of office from 2 4-year terms to 1 6-year term, they can do that. Mm-hmm. I really think, Bill, and I've studied the Article 5 and done some interviews on it, I think Article 5 is where we're ultimately going to wind up because, as you pointed out so accurately, with such a division in the country between the Democrats and the Republicans, and what's happened in our lifetime, Bill, the Democrats have moved further left and the Republicans have moved farther right, and the people in the middle have no home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're desperately looking for a home. I do think, however...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bill.
Not well, I one thing... Okay, we're going to have fun here. I feel like we're at an intersection. No, you go, I go. No, okay. All right, go ahead and finish your thought, and then I'll chime in. Go ahead.
I wanted to bring up, which was something that I saw yesterday that I thought was extremely important, didn't get a lot of press. In a survey, the American people asking about whether or not they trust the media, to be honest, only 6% of the people in the country trust American media, to be honest. That means 94% of the people don't believe what they're hearing. Yeah. And there certainly have been, over the years, numerous examples of all the major networks where they've manipulated the facts, manipulated the story to their particular agenda. And, you know, I did an interview before I had you on this morning, and I said to the person I was speaking with, says, you know what? I'm not so sure they care whether or not the American people believe them anymore.
They don't care. That's obvious. I mean, they've lost circulation, revenue. I mean, billions of dollars over the years because of this breakdown in credibility. And I've maintained for a long time, Dan, it's because they've abandoned their reason for being. The reason for being of the media, particularly publications, is to document history. Somewhere in that publication, you need to document history. That is your clarion call and responsibility. You've abandoned that, and now you think, we've got to be an infotainment, we've got to do all these other things, and what used to be reserved for the opinion page is now finding its way on the front pages of the newspapers across the country, and they keep getting smaller and smaller, but these brainiacs that are leading these operations cannot seem to figure the cause-effect relationship.
I agree, and so what's happened is the media is not only telling the story, it's creating the story, and it is the story. The one common theme about, in my opinion, Bill, the one common theme of all the debates that were involved with the Republican Party, in all from 17 people down to 2 or 3, the common theme is that reporters who were sitting on the panels questioning the candidates were trying to figure out the ultimate gotcha question so they could knock out a particular candidate. It is not the role of the press to determine who we should vote for by knocking out. That's not what they're supposed to be doing. This is so the press has not served itself, I don't think, well during both the Democrat or the Republican debate. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Democratic debate at the Brooklyn Navy Yard last week was fascinating to watch to see how the Democrats are now acting just like the Republicans, only they're more vicious. Hillary and Bernie are more vicious than the Republicans. Where's the civility of the Democratic Party? It sure wasn't on that stage in Brooklyn.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Yeah. And so no wonder that people are disenchanted, because they're seeing what's going on. They're hearing what the newspapers. You know, when you have a news organization,
and we got about 10 seconds here, Dan. Let's do this. Let's pick this up on the other side of the break. Dan Perkins is with us, domestic and foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com. More from Dan. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 14 after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Mayflower. Millennials are being lured by major cities, but what will attract them to your city? The 2016 Mayflower Mover Insights Study discovered where and why millennials are moving. With 1 in 5 millennials moving in the past year, these insights may be the difference between your city seeing the headlights or taillights of a Mayflower moving truck. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. Millennials identified experiences as important for relocating, with food and restaurants as a top priority. Millennials continue to be enamored by urban centers, with nearly 6 in 10 wanting to live in or near a big city. Melissa Sullivan, Director of Marketing, Mayflower.
Our Mayflower agents across the country are moving millennials as they begin new chapters of their lives, and many agents report new careers, relationships, and experiences as drivers of this generation's moves. Findings from our study help us analyze where our customers move and why they are moving.
For moving tips, visit Mayflower.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Here I am, able to leap tall buildings. Good to have you along with us. It's 19 after the top of the hour, and Dan Perkins is with us, a domestic and foreign policy contributor. Dan, let's finish out the thought. I wanted to at least give you time because I had to stop you short because we had the hard break to run to here. Go ahead and finish out your thought on that, and then I want to touch a little bit more on the president going to Saudi Arabia too. Go ahead.
I think that the media has created a situation where they've turned off a lot of people because of their inability to report the truth. Mm-hmm. And I often wonder about Huntley and Brinkley and John Chancellor and those people, what they think about what's going on at NBC News and all the people who worked so diligently to try and create a credible media, but it's not there. And so it's anything for the story. And as you pointed out, it's doing a terrible service to the American public. And I think that this election has shown that the news media is out based on the way they handled the presidential candidates, primarily the Republicans in the debates, showed their bias against the Republicans in general and personal bias against individuals. And I think it's really the example of that, Bill, is the very first question that Megyn Kelly asked in the very first.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm glad you brought that up because I agree wholeheartedly with you. And when you were talking about it, that's what I focused on was, you know, that question. And she brought up and she's taken a hit on that and she should have. You know?
Yeah. If that was going to be the very first question in the debate season, I had watched Megyn a lot. I don't watch her hardly anymore because I believe she showed in that particular first question that she was out to play the gotcha game to try. She was going to want be the one to bring down Trump because Fox News they wanted Rubio, yes. And they made no bounds about it. I mean, when he lost and he came in third, they positioned him as a winner because he came in third. I mean, the bias was so prevalent. Mm-hmm. I was just amazed that it was there. And so the people are, yes, the people are energized. The people are not energized by what the media is saying. People are being energized by what Mr. Trump and Mr. Sanders are saying. And they're both saying that Washington is corrupt, that the campaign financing situation, I mean, George Clooney, who gets $330 a setting at a table at
right.
on Face the Nation on Sunday, that the number is out, the money is outrageous, but he goes ahead and raises it anyway.
Well, of course. I mean, $15 million, the guy's the number one bundler in the world right now. What do you think? And then he says, he claims some sort of positional higher ground by saying, well, we're spending too much money. But yeah, you're part of the problem.
Right. Right. Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And the question is, last night I heard the question was, if George Clooney raises $15 million for Hillary and for the Democratic Party, does he want anything in exchange? Something. We just
I think it's more than a weekend stay in the Lincoln bedroom, don't you think? I mean, hey, look what President Obama's guys got. 85% of the bundlers, according to Peter Schweitzer in his book Throw Them All Out, what they get, 26,000-27,000 ROI for every dollar of the bundling that they did on behalf of the president.
Amazing.
$26,000 for each dollar. You and I would love that ROI, buddy, that return on investment.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
neither one of us
would have to do the show anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, we'd still do the show, but we just we'd have coffee lattes for everybody all the time. I mean, it would be it'd be Cruz Street, man. That's okay. Hey, speaking of Cruz, I mean, let's talk about what's going on in New York. Big primary going on. I had said that Trump could unleash this tsunami that's going to go from east to west, and he's going to capture these major states and these delegates, even though Cruz has been out smallballing him, picking up delegates here and there, and, you know, that's what's available. You know, it's like anything. With any kind of operation, there's going to be strengths and weaknesses, and you got to know how to match up. And to Cruz's credit, right, he saw weaknesses in Trump's campaign, and that's what he's gone after, and he's captured delegates as a result of that. And, you know, so good for him. But the reality is Trump will probably sweep New York. And as we were talking about, I mean, this is an absolute blue state. And for him to do so well, yeah, you know, this really puts him in a real strong position here, even going to California.
Right. And if you look at Cruz and you look at Kasich, Cruz is going to finish third in New York. You talk about ground game. Cruz had 10 offices in the 10 major markets in Florida, and Trump beat him in Florida. you can't win the presidency if you don't win Florida, New York, and California. It's not going to happen.
Right.
And if he can't, and Kasich is going to be apparently going to be second in New York at about half the vote of Trump. And I think that the delegate thing is important. I just want to put a little twist on it, Bill. Trump is lining up votes for the second and subsequent ballots. What he better be careful of is that there may not be a second ballot.
Mm-hmm. You mean Cruz? Cruz is lining up. And yeah, you're right. And Kasich is hoping for a third or fourth ballot. that's what Cruz is doing, and he's working with the Rubio campaign. Rubio is still holding on to those 172 delegates as best he can, and using right. that as a bargaining chip. I mean, you know, this is the nature, you know, that it's wheeling and dealing, and Trump knows about the art of the deal, and now he's got to do it political right. style. We're not going to be doing right. it business style, so quit whining about it. Get about your business. He's now built up a little bit of an infrastructure. He thought he could do it all by himself with a small group. Even Lewandowski said, hey, look, we got a handful of operatives here. You got a handful. You need more than that. I mean, even though you got 100% name recall with Donald Trump, you still got to have people doing the retail politics, don't you?
Well, I agree that you do. And I think that what we're seeing is, and I agree with the reporters who are saying, is we're seeing the fact that Trump is not a politician. He's never run for office before. He's never put a campaign together. And people have compared him as being an Air Force as opposed to ground troops.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's learning. He learns every day. And I think that it's going to be a terribly – if he gets the number of delegates he needs before he walks into Cleveland, mm-hmm. it's going to be a very deflating convention for Cruz and for Kasich and whoever else the Republican elite was hoping was going to get the nomination. and I don't know whether the party can come together or not, but
well, it better find a way. And this is what concerns me. I mean, Donald Trump's got enough charm that I think that he can possibly pull it off. That's one thing I've been concerned from day one is the lack of bridge building into these different areas, whether it's people with disabilities, whether it's Hispanics, these other groups that he seems to want to disenfranchise at times on the surface. And he needs and he's got to do it lickety-split. I mean, you know, we're not that far away, you know, from Cleveland. We're 90 days away from Cleveland and another, 60 and 90 days maybe from that point before we're voting. So he's got to have a sense of emergency, you know, a sense of urgency here, don't you think?
Yes. Let me give you a quick rumor.
Okay.
Yesterday.
All right.
Loretta Lynch told Comey to stand down on the Hillary investigation. He said no. It went to the White House. The president called him. He said, I'm not going to resign. You got to fire me.
Wow.
So things are heating up. Very quickly.
We knew it had to come to a point here, right? Exactly. So keep your eyes and ears to that one as that continues to develop. Dan Perkins, domestic and foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com. Dan, as always, good to have you with us. It's 28 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
You're listening to the best of Bill Martinez live.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. It's Bill Martinez. We're here live at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez being brought to you by my good friends at Save the Store. You've heard me talk about them, and I appreciate you getting on the bus and helping to support this good cause. They got 21 buses out there that are parked out in front of abortion clinics, and they're giving women the option, an excellent health option, to have a free sonogram and see what is growing inside them. And amazingly enough, and I know most of you aren't surprised, 85% of the women that see the sonogram decide to choose life and come up with other alternatives, and Save the Stork walks them through their journey, to help them through the process. So if you are interested, by all means, I encourage you to get involved and get on the bus with us and partner with us to Save the Stork, 844-578-6757. That's the number to call. Tell them I told you to give them a call and that you're interested in helping them outfit. They've got another 21 buses on the line getting ready to release. And so we need, some more funds in which to do that, which would be great because that will double our impact here across the country. 844-578-6757 for Save the Stork. And thank you very much for partnering with us. Our next guest, Dr. Kim Holmes, PhD, is the author of the new book, The Closing of the Liberal Mind, How Groupthink and Intolerance Define the Left. He's a distinguished fellow at the Heritage Foundation and former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State. Dr. Holmes, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. It's great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Congratulations on the book. It is an exceptional analysis of what is going on. That I think that this is even a power book for those on the left, because whenever you get to the situation to where groupthink is ruling the day, you've invalidated the essential elements of a group of people that can really, affect change that could make a difference, a positive difference, let's say, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually an interesting insight that was part of the reason why I wrote the book, was an appeal to liberals to pull back from the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
They just simply are going off the rails with many of their movements, and they're becoming the opposite of what they themselves profess to be. Mm-hmm. If you look up the word liberal in the dictionary, liberal is supposed to be somebody who's tolerant, open-minded, interested in free and open inquiry. I may disagree with you, but you have a right to your opinion. This is the classic ideas of liberal discourse.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at what's happening today in our campuses with speech codes and safe spaces,
yes,
and you see attorney generals issuing subpoenas against so-called climate deniers, and you see these massive boycotts happening in North Carolina, you're seeing that they are actually becoming the champions of intolerance and closed-mindedness, what mm-hmm. I call groupthink. And it's across the board. It's in every major part of American society.
Exactly.
No matter whether it's the schools, the universities, in the courtrooms, in the government, and even increasingly in the corporate boardrooms.
Mm-hmm. And what you're pointing out here, Dr. Holmes, is that groupthink affects the left as well as the right.
Right.
And the deleterious part of groupthink is the robbing of the intelligence and the resources that are available to the individual elements. We need to hear the individual elements involved in the conversation. This is what we bring, to talk radio and to this independent show that we have here, is that we're opening up the airwaves so that we can talk about these things, that we can, not have a political correct zone or be so sensitive about it that, I'm invalidating some voice along the way, because we need to hear from we the people. This is what makes us the United States. Otherwise, we are where we are today.
That is true. I mean, you can find groupthink anywhere, in any mm-hmm. any party and any ideology. You can find it on the left. You can find it on the right. But it's not good for any American, because... Mm-hmm. It's all right to have your principles and to stand for what you believe in, but when you start trying to use the courts, the law, and just physical power, even police power, to try to shut down the debate, to shame your opponents, to get them out of the public square, and to say that you just have no right to your opinion, much less to express them, that's not only un-American, it's frankly illiberal. It's the exact opposite of what a liberal claims to be.
Exactly. And Dr. Holmes, don't you find it interesting that our founding fathers were particularly sensitive to the minority voice? They knew that in order, there were some critical parts for this great American experiment to, get off the ground, to, continue to be successful. And one of it was minority representation. So they were real sensitive to that. But I find it quite interesting that somehow through this process, the minority view has taken over, and it seems to be the tail shaking the dog these days. Are you seeing the same thing, or am I missing something here?
No, it's absolutely the case. In my book, I actually trace the history of modern progressivism and even classic liberalism, going back to the 18th century. And I point out that it was primarily in the early part of the 20th century, in the 1960s, that progressives started embracing the idea of dissent and free speech. As a matter of fact, the whole anti-Vietnam War movement in the early 60s, 1964, started at Berkeley, was the free speech movement. And at that time, they liked dissent. They liked free speech because they felt themselves to be in a minority in a larger conservative, as they saw it, culture. But now they're in charge. And now that they're in charge, they're trying to close the door behind them. And so they're not so much interested in free speech anymore. And they're devising all kinds of interesting, crazy theories about free speech is actually a social fiction. It doesn't really exist. There's only the issue of discrimination and empowered speech, all kinds of theories that are developed mainly in the academy, and also by radical multiculturalists and even radical feminists to create an alternative universe where they can use the power of the courts, and the power of regulation, and the power of shaming rituals to deny anybody who disagrees with them their right to dissent.
Exactly. Yeah, this is what Justice Antonin Scalia would have called applesauce, right?
That's right. That's right. And also, I forget the Supreme Court justice who actually said this after the recent Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. It's getting to the point where those who disagree, the only freedom they have to their freedom of expression is to whisper in the privacy of their homes.
Yeah. And sadly, that's become the case here, you know, is that you have this, quiet intolerance, I guess, is what's going on. And, you know, people are going, no wonder this country is off the rails and we find ourselves on the wrong track. We're 7 out of 10 of America says, hey, look, we're on the wrong track here, is because, you know, it's become an upside down world. You know, that which is right is wrong, good, evil. I mean, it is bananas and we can't talk about it. So it's almost, you know, kind of like in the early days. And this is, I think, the only similarity you can draw out of it, because some people have been trying, you know, to make it much more impactful, and that is when they reference, you know, the civil rights era, the early days of it, you know, where the people just, they didn't know. It took a while for them to get their brain around it, so it was like, you know, they were resigned, as you said, to their, you know, back rooms and the closets of their home, you know, to speak about this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. The one thing that I would I'd like to raise with you and your audience here is that many of the people, these activists, and even in the academy, who are devising these theories and these ideas that are pushing this kind of intolerance, and I would say even politicians, they've realized something. They realized that when they do something outrageous, that there is a reaction from their opponents, that they're so befuddled by it and so angry by it that they act in ways that confirm the suspicions of the left, and the left uses that to mobilize and to double down even more.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful. That's why I've written a book about ideas, to try to raise this discussion, even with liberals, to say, do you really want to go in this direction?
Exactly.
I really want to change the country and to try to get out of the gutter and the swamp as best I can.
Well, congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website. It is available at all the usual places. The Closing of the Liberal Mind, How Groupthink and Intolerance Define the Left. Dr. Kim R. Holmes is the author of this new book. He is a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
We're very independent, and we love the independence because it allows us to get into the things and discuss the things that matter to you as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. We just think if we're going to get this country back on track, the best way to do it is based on the facts and the truth as best we know how. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Derek Scissors is back with us. He's a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, where he studies Asian economic issues and trends. In particular, he focuses on the Chinese and Indian economies and the U.S. economic relations with China and India. Derek Scissors, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. The 2016 presidential election rhetoric has fostered many misconceptions about U.S.-China economic relations, including that the U.S. is losing to China on trade. And, you know, we need you here to set the record straight, and let's get outside of this presidential rhetoric. And what's the reality, the true reality, Derek?
Well, there are two things going on here. One, there is an actual problem with U.S.-China economic relations. So when people are pointing at saying, you know, we don't have the greatest relationship with China, they're not a wonderful trade partner. They're of course right, but they're saying things that don't make sense about the relationship, and the solutions won't make sense. And I'll give an example that if you follow China, a lot of people are familiar with. We have people saying that China's exchange rate is taking away American jobs. Mm-hmm. But if you try to do the most basic calculation to try to link China's exchange rate to American jobs, any one at all, you can't do it. The people who are saying China's exchange rate is costing American jobs are just asserting that, and there's no evidence to back them up. So if we try to adopt a policy to change China's exchange rate, we're actually not going to create American jobs. It's going to fail.
Mm. Who loses then? Both parties lose?
One group that loses, you know, outside the political system is consumers, because mm-hmm. if you make Chinese goods more expensive, it especially affects the poor. The poor buy a lot of Chinese-made clothing, which is cheaper than they would get otherwise. TVs, printers, phones, all cheaper because they're made in China. Rich people, they don't care whether they're cheap or not. They'll be fine. It's mostly mm-hmm. the poor that get hurt by that.
Exactly. What about intellectual property? That's another issue that, you know, we hear about, that China is real good at negotiating with American businesses. We know recently, I think it was with Boeing, or that they struck some sort of deal, and that they had to give up a lot of intellectual property in the process.
Yeah, so intellectual property is a real problem in the relationship, and you're pointing at, strangely enough, the good thing, which is when companies negotiate with China and the Chinese say, we'll buy a lot of planes in exchange for you making stuff here so we can see the engineering. There are a lot of other examples. I don't mean to pick on Boeing.
No.
The real problem, of course, is the Chinese steal intellectual property. And by intellectual property, I know you know this, it's not just advanced technology. It's, you know, there's intellectual property in agriculture. There's intellectual property in a service company's brand. And the Chinese steal it all. Not all Chinese firms, but a lot of Chinese firms do that. And that is a serious problem in the relationship. It affects millions of American workers, and it's something we need to talk about more.
Okay. Well, with that, I mean, do we just somehow, I mean, you lose something in translation, you know, between the Chinese culture and the American culture. Do we just need to build better bridges and have better relationship with the Chinese so that, in a sense, we become better neighbors for one another?
Well, I think, you know, what you want to do, and I'll give you an example with regard to intellectual property, there are a lot of Chinese firms investing in the U.S., and that's good for American communities. So you don't want to turn those firms away. In fact, you want to help them. You want to say, you're investing in the U.S., you're creating jobs here, you know, what's going to work? How can we make this relationship better? On the flip side, the Chinese firms that are stealing American intellectual property, you want to punish. And so instead of maybe a naive approach to China where, you know, everything's great, or the rather vicious election campaign we're conducting now where the Chinese are always taking advantage of us and so on, which is not true, we figure out China's a really big country just like the U.S., and it isn't that all Chinese companies and people act one way or all Chinese companies and people act the other way. We need a policy that says, hey, if you want to invest here and create American jobs, you are welcome, and if you're stealing American intellectual property, you're going to get punished.
Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing, and maybe you can draw some understanding for us here on this, had to do with Solyndra. You know, the government gave Solyndra a lot of our money, the people's money, to buttress them up. And then on the heels of this big money dump for Solyndra to help them out, the American government allows the Chinese to come in and produce solar panels that are co-opted by the Chinese government at a reduced rate that ends up compromising our investment in Solyndra. I mean, it just blew this thing up. I mean, this is my read of this, Derek, so maybe you have a better insight on this.
No, I think that's right, and it's not just Solyndra. There are a set of alternative energy companies, and what the U.S. government did is it gave them money for non-market reasons. It wasn't like they were going to make money. And then the Chinese came in and said, well, we gave our companies more money. We subsidized our companies more than you subsidized your companies. We win. Now, I don't like subsidies in general, but I especially don't like the American government subsidies where it was just kind of money thrown down a drain.
Exactly.
Because those companies had no chance of making money. You can blame the Chinese for this, but if we don't give taxpayer money to Solyndra, it's fine. Solyndra either stands up on its own or it doesn't. So the Chinese definitely subsidize their companies. That's an issue. In the Solyndra case, the idea that the U.S. government should be giving money to companies that really have very little chance of succeeding is not a good idea. It's blown up in a number of instances, and really we need to fix our policy first before we turn to China.
Well, you got to give the Chinese credit. I mean, they thumped us at our own deal. I mean, they saw that their businesses were going to be compromised. And as you say, they said, okay, if we're going to play that game, we're just going to take it to a higher stake level. And they put Solyndra out of business. And, you know, we the people took a big hit. I mean, $500 million there. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, the Chinese, I've written this before, never get into a subsidies battle with the People's Republic of China. And what I'm trying to say by saying People's Republic of China is, you know, it's not a capitalist system. It's not a democracy. They can funnel money to companies, you know, much more easily than we can. We have the rule of law. We have a Congress that says, no, we don't like this. So, you know, on the upside for the Chinese, if they want to have a subsidies battle, they're going to win every time. On the downside, they make the same mistakes we do, only they waste more money. Mm-hmm. They've had a lot of solar companies go under and waste a lot of money. So, you know, yeah, they won, but it's kind of a Pyrrhic victory. It's not necessarily a battle you want to win. Who can subsidize your solar companies more?
What about China's military aggression, with the building of these islands that they're now claiming, territorial rights over? They've warned American airplanes, flying by. This thing is could be a potential igniter of something much more dangerous than, what it may seem on the surface.
Yeah, I mean, we have known as China's gotten bigger, meaning its economy's gotten bigger, its role in the world has gotten bigger, that everyone was going to have to adjust. And on the positive side, the Chinese aren't going around starting wars. I mean, they seem less aggressive than the Russians do now, for example. But we don't know how they're going to act as they become more influential and more powerful. And what I worry about with the South China Sea is not necessarily the islands that they're building, but what does this mean about China? What kind of global player are they going to be? We're used to Japan, the Europeans. These are not countries looking to conquer other countries. Mm-hmm. China, we're not really sure what's happening there. And so I look at that area as worrisome for China's long-term behavior.
Well, especially in light of what we're doing, I mean, we seem to be backing off there, as far as our naval strength and, our buildup of ships and that, or lack thereof. And meanwhile, China seems to be expanding. I mean, it's like, what are we allowing to snowball here that could, come back, later on and, bite us in the back end?
Right. I mean, there's a famous phrase, nature abhors a vacuum. If we're not going to be there, then someone else is.
Exactly.
And the Chinese are happy to step in. And what would be scarier is if the Japanese decide that, if the Americans aren't going to be here, we're going to be there, because Japan and China get along much worse than we do with China.
Yeah, right.
So, that's one of those situations where we're not trying to be confrontational, and it ends up into a much bigger conflict than it would be if we were a little stronger.
Well, and of course, we're using China to help quell, this North Korean issue. I mean, North Korea has come out and, they're flexing their muscles. And I don't know if we're looking at another Saddam Hussein here where it's a lot of bluster and really no substance, or, could we find ourselves in something else much more dangerous than what it would seem right now?
The North Koreans, I'm not an expert on North Korea, but they certainly do a good job of showing themselves to look crazy. Maybe it's in crazy like a fox, and maybe it's really crazy. So crazy with, nuclear weapons and missile tests is pretty scary. And we do need China's help. And I think the argument there is not whether we need China's help, it's whether we're getting China's help and how much. Mm. Recently, the Chinese look like they've gotten fed up with the North Koreans and are being more cooperative with us and Japan and other countries in the region. That's really got to stick, because if the North Koreans are actually crazy, we need everybody, in the region to be ready for what they're going to do next.
Mm-hmm. Derek, one final question. What about China's carbon footprint? They agreed to start doing something about, their atmospheric, problems that they've been doing. What do you see happening with them?
Yeah, I think that agreement that the U.S. and China signed, I know the Obama administration is very proud of it, I just think it's fake. What happens with economic growth is when China was growing really fast, they were using a lot of coal and their carbon footprint was soaring. Now their economy has slowed quite a lot and their carbon footprint is flat. And that's what matters. It matters how they handle their economic growth and their development model, not some treaty they signed with the U.S.
Exactly. Derek Scissors, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, where he studies Asian economic issues and trends. Derek, thank you for being with us. This is Bill Martinez, a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now, America.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.